Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, and you could listen to whatever you missed.
That's right. So if you can't stay here for the 3 hours live, it's right there for you just after 4 o'clock sometime. We'll have the Moist Line folks here in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to begin the show, though, with something we do from time to time. Classic El Segundo Times column. This time, they had to go to Germany. Germany.
Oh, this is good.
They had to find a German, well, a group of Germans, it turns out, to write a column defending the metro system in L.A. County. Yes, his name is Eric Kirschbaum. And the headline of the story online is, they've traveled on metro for a week and loved it. Can two dozen German journalists be wrong? Now, what I don't understand is, were they here just to ride the metro, or were they says they were going to dozens of meetings and events? So I don't. I guess they're in LA for some sort of conference event. But
yeah,
broadcast journalists from Germany. Yes.
Yeah, they weren't here just to ride the metro. It was an fact finding mission on what public transit is like in LA.
I see, but we rode a big selection of Metro's 120 bus and 6 train lines with surprising ease. I mean, their meetings and events must have been spread out all over the place, and not particularly well planned.
How did the weenies at the El Segundo Times learn of this group? Like, who's out there to write the story?
Somebody at the El Segundo Times had a connection with a German journalist who said, oh, you know what? We're coming to L.A. We get together for lunch. Oh, yeah, but my editor has a great idea. What if you take a metro system and write about your wonderful experiences in it? That's what I'm guessing happened. Because he wrote, with surprising ease, we rode the bus and train lines safely, happily, and on time, despite the legendary urban sprawl. Could have been written by a normal El Segundo Times column.
German propaganda never goes out of style, does it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sure, I'll believe German journalists.
Our public transit journeys required a bit of advanced planning and lead time, but they were a fraction of the cost to our wallets, to our nerves, and above all, to the environment. Oh, there it is, the climate change.
To their nerves?
Yeah, because driving makes them nervous. Yeah.
Don't they have the Autobahn in Germany?
They do, but if you live in the big cities, you probably, I don't know.
And there's no speed limit?
He's lived for decades in Berlin, where public transit is a widely admired given. So I'm used to traveling without a car.
God, you know, it is just that socialist nature of Europeans, which the wieners in this country always admire from a distance and always use to justify their wacky ideas. They don't. Yes. Individual freedoms are frowned upon in a lot of European countries and among the progressives here. You're not supposed to be an individual. You're not supposed to be free. You're supposed to travel the way we think is appropriate.
I think there is that feeling of being a collective, and it takes a village. And we should all do this because it's better for the world and for the earth.
Then do that if you want. But their constant preaching and their constant air of superiority is one of the most annoying things in human nature that I've ever experienced. Go ride the train all day if you want. I wouldn't tell you not to. Go get stabbed. Have a homeless guy pee all over you. Go right ahead.
Says they got from Beverly Hills to Skid Row in an hour on just one bus, the 720. Picked up on Rodeo Drive and dropped off on Mission.
Oh.
I don't know why they're going to Skid Row. But
And that's a good thing to take an hour to go. I mean, how many miles is that?
10 miles.
10 miles. So they went 10 miles in 1 hour, and this is something to say, wow, hey, this is cool. If they have the time.
Yes, really.
You have time to take an hour to go 10 miles? I mean, even morning drive traffic isn't that bad.
16 bus stops. That's why it takes an hour.
16 stops.
But he says, but you're only on the one bus. You don't have to change buses. That's the key here. You can get from Beverly Hills to Skid Row. Like, that's a real commute.
So they're on a junket. They're not on the clock, I guess, right? Can you imagine taking 16 stops to work? The only people who do that are illegal immigrants who work as domestics. Why would you do that? Why would you want to sit on a public bus where there's all kinds of creepos and 16 stops? That's excruciating.
He says sometimes we got to our appointments before those who resorted to Uber. Traffic, he writes, ! Well, buses are in traffic too. I know they have bus lanes in some areas, but
that's not a correct comparison because it could take 20 minutes before the Uber guy even shows up.
So here is the paragraph you've probably been waiting for. On the buses, I met some chatty and friendly fellow travelers, and yes, I also encountered a few pretty messed up riders, chatting gibberish and lost in their own distant worlds. I rode immaculately clean trains and buses, and a few that looked and smelled scuzzy. Most rides were somewhere in between. We've been warned about violent crime, and it's true for big city transit systems everywhere. I have no doubt it's a legitimate concern, but we encountered none. Although on a late night ride from downtown to Santa Monica, on a clean but mostly empty E-train, there were some worrisome moments. One passenger was clearly passed out, slouched over a seat. Another shouted something unintelligible from time to time. But then he said, there are security guards or police at train stops, and there's lots of security cameras. Yeah, cameras can't save your life.
Well, what? So you want to be on the 11 o'clock news as a victim of a crime?
Security. They wanted to prove that it's safe, clean, and fun to ride the trains and buses.
Well, they're full of it.
But here's the jab. Our most precarious moments were when we had to walk from buses and trains to our final destinations. You got it, the cars. Sometimes the motorists got too close to the sidewalks or the bike lanes. That was the real fear, the cars. And then eventually he says, why don't people use these trains and buses considering the state of climate change?
See, he's a religious zealot. That's at the base. That's what this is about. If I believe the world is coming to an end and I will do anything, I'll do my part to avoid destroying the world. So in that light, you'll look at everything like, well, these, most of these are clean. I mean, some are scuzzy. Most of the passengers are really friendly. I mean, some of them are yelling gibberish. By the way, do you want to be on a nighttime train, a late night train, with a passed out guy and another one shouting nonsense? And he's not afraid of that? Then there's something wrong with him. See, he's not here long enough to understand what could happen. Because the guy shouting gibberish can easily get up and thrust a machete into your chest.
All right. When we come back, I'll have a chance for some money. We have a small bit of breaking news. Small for the John and Ken show, larger than that. We understand that the homeless guy that attacked the woman in Long Beach on the sidewalk tried to rape her. Remember that story? They did switch it to a felony.
Yeah.
LA County DA's office. Rebecca will join us after 3 o'clock. Rebecca Peterson was the victim in this case, although victims aren't treated that way by the LA County DA's office. But she had a meeting with them yesterday, and apparently they did revisit their decision for a misdemeanor. I like that term, revisited. They used the word reviewed, but I like revisited.
This was 100%.
How about walked back?
Nobody I know who saw that video could believe it was not a felony. That is a felony on its on first view. You don't have to know anything else about the case. Nothing. You just look at it. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a felony. That's really bad.
I think it's in the legal code. You run down the street with your pants down and your junk out, and you jump on a woman from behind and lift up her dress. Yeah, I think that's a felony.
Automatic.
It's right there.
Yeah. Somebody you know, throws the red flag.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We have this news that broke this afternoon. A state assembly woman by the name of Wendy Carrillo, who's actually running to replace Kevin DeLeon on the LA City Council. I understand DeLeon raised a lot of money. Did you see that story a couple weeks ago? He, like, leads all of the people on the council in money.
Isn't that funny? Isn't it funny how the rest of the world doesn't care about whatever crap he said on that audio tape?
Yeah, maybe the people in his district agreed with him and gave him money.
That's what I think. I think the people in his district agreed with what he said. Or they just sloughed it off as jokes that people tell in private.
Yeah, I haven't seen any internal polling, but there's a whole bunch of people running because they think this is an easy seat to get because he supposedly can't be reelected. But
he's been a flaming moron his entire life, and they keep electing him to one thing or another.
A flaming moron.
He is.
He's like his hair's on fire.
Yeah, you know, he's a flaming idiot, and they still keep electing him no matter what he runs for. People have voted for him for
yeah. He was in the state senate.
He
was
city
president
council.
Of the state senate.
That's
wasn't
right.
He?
Man, and you know, he got about a third of the vote to run for a Senate against Dianne Feinstein. So there's no shortage of people willing to vote Kevin DeLeon for anything.
He ran for state Senate.
Yeah. No, because he wanted to be a senator or governor. And he's probably still going to keep fighting his way back.
Suddenly, you know, the brain works association, you jogged a memory. Where's Loretta Sanchez?
Yeah, I know. Is that funny?
She really dropped out of sight, huh?
Yeah.
She tried to run for a couple of things and it didn't work, and that was it.
The earth swallowed her up.
I guess so. Too bad. She was a fun punching bag.
I know.
I could listen to that thing where she was describing how, what was that, a commute that she took? She took the train. It was fast or something.
Yeah, but she had the train going in the wrong direction.
Oh, that's right. She
was
stuck in traffic and thought, only if I had high-speed rail, I could take the commute.
Right. Yeah. She was stuck in east-west traffic. And she thought the high-speed rail would correct that, which runs north-south. That's what was really funny.
It was something funny about that in her squeaky way. Well, I mean, this woman's not really been on our radar for much. I can't remember getting angry over legislation from her out of Sacramento. I've seen the name Wendy Carrillo. But 1:35 in the morning, police responded. A car had struck two parked cars. It says here, a spokesperson for LAPD issued a summary of the arrest that said Carrillo was booked on suspicion of driving under the influence and being involved in a collision and having a high blood alcohol count. LAPD Captain Kelly Munoz said the charge of having a high blood alcohol count indicates the suspect's alcohol level was double the legal limit or more.
So that at least 0.16... So that's about eight drinks in her system, and she's driving.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. You did know that, how many drinks that would be.
Yeah, well, this is an average. Yes, 0.02 for every drink.
So 0.08 is four drinks?
Four drinks, yeah.
And that's what they think you shouldn't exceed.
That blood alcohol level should not be more than 0.08.
It also depends on how quickly you drink them, too, right?
Right, exactly. You know, if you spread it out over 5 or 6 hours, it's not much.
Right.
But if you knock them back in an hour or two, then you're drunk. And that's kind of common sense. We all know how many we need to be drunk and we can't drive and how quickly.
What's your number?
Huh?
What's your number? I don't really know mine. I could estimate. If I haven't eaten, it doesn't take much.
I get right. Well, yeah, you have to adjust it as to whether you ate or not. Yeah. If I've had my third drink within an hour and a half, I can't even work a vending machine.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Three.
It does. Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Takes me three sips of some Moscato, and then I can't.
Oh, look at that.
Three sips of Moscato.
Yeah,
I know, because I'm already so tightly wound.
That's right.
Moscato is like about 10 proof, isn't it?
I don't even know.
That's her drink.
I'm such a lightweight.
A lot of listeners are driving along saying, Moscato.
Oh, I love Moscato.
Eight-year-old girls have more tolerance than that.
What happened to a martini? Moscato.
I do like apple martinis, Moscato is my go-to.
You don't have any adult drinks, though.
An apple martini. I'll have a margarita once in a while, or a strawberry daiquiri, or a pina colada.
I would love
to have like fruit in it or something.
Yeah, I like sweet.
Wouldn't you like to take her out one night and get her drunk?
I'd love to see all you guys drunk.
How would it vary from the show?
I was going to say, then we'd really have a show.
Just would be
just
louder.
To get high, too? Is that what you want?
I mean, hey, why not?
What was that drug?
One day we're going to do an all gummy show. How's that?
That would be so funny.
Very low energy.
Oh, is that what would happen?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. I haven't taken gummies. Deborah Mark has. So
yeah, we'd be very, very.
Do you get really mellow?
Yeah, mellow, relaxed. No
oh, that
stress.
Doesn't work. John has to be angry.
I know. It wouldn't work. I told you I gave him a gummy one time, and he said he was completely wacko.
Yeah. I was. My dreams were spinning. They were. I had these black and white swirls going through my head as I was sleeping.
I so know that too, because I that's happened to me before.
Oh, so that's the right response.
No,
right
that
reaction,
was when you take a little too much, and that's when I was a gummy virgin. You were a gummy virgin.
I was so a gummy virgin.
Wow, that's a good way to put it.
Okay.
So back to Wendy Carrillo, and of course, it's probably the old thing that you know. Well, she got into a car crash first, and then they came. But they always ask people, have you had anything to drink tonight? Oh, just one or two, right? That's what people answer is, just one,
sure.
Just one. And that was a while ago. We don't know what she said. She issued a statement, though. As a public servant, I'm aware that I must adhere to a higher standard that demands personal accountability for my conduct, and I accept responsibility for my actions. So she's going to plead guilty? Is that what we get from that? No. No, you get a DUI attorney. No, they'll tell you never do that.
Right? Diversion.
Oh,
By the way, you got to credit her, though. On LA City Council, most of the council members have gotten arrested, right? And she's like pre-arrested.
Oh, you're right. She's not on the council yet, but she's running for the council.
She realized that was a requirement, is you have to get arrested in order to serve.
Which always makes me wonder about the pecking order. She's already in Sacramento with an assembly seat. Isn't that supposed to be higher up on the political pecking order? But you know what? That city council pays well. Benefits are good. There's long term limits. People want that seat.
She may be turned
down.
Plus,
it's closer to home. You have to be in Sacramento.
Right. And she may be turned down. That's usually the reason.
Oh, yeah, that is the often. It says 2017. Would she be turned out already?
No.
I forget the term limits.
You know what?
She just took office in 2018.
I think you only get three terms in the assembly, 6 years.
Oh, that would be
you get two state Senate terms, that's 8 years. And you can't serve more than 14 total. Six and eight, okay. I think, is the way it goes. So, she'd be done. She'd be done in the assembly.
And as they say, always put this in your statement. I apologize to my family and I remain dedicated to my family. Because you want everyone that reads it to think, oh, she's thinking of her family first.
How about the two people whose cars she hit?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't see an apology to them.
Yeah, is she going to reimburse them? She's lucky there was nobody probably in them at 1:30 in the morning. This is Monterey Road in northeast Los Angeles where this happened. By the way, there's a dozen people running to get Kevin DeLeon out of that.
Oh, then he's going to win.
District, which, by the way, also has Skid Row in it.
Right.
Downtown to El Sereno and Eagle Rock.
So De Leon is the celebrity of that district, right? I mean, he's by far the most well-known, and the other 11 challengers are going to split the vote 11 different ways.
Yeah, again, it's two people, right? Advanced to the November
election.
So in March, we'll find out who the two are, and I got to believe he'll be one of them.
Oh, yeah, he will be.
Does this hurt her? I don't know how many people are going to even know this story. By the way, that's a district I'm sure where very few people actually vote.
Right. There's that too, and look at all the support Ridley Thomas has even after getting convicted of corruption charges. This stuff doesn't matter anymore.
He's a long-time icon.
What icon?
He is.
By the way,
a pillar.
Can that word be banished from the English language?
An icon.
That word suddenly appeared some years ago, and then every 5 minutes I hear about somebody being an icon. I mean, I grew up. There were no icons. I didn't know what an icon was. And then now there's an icon every hour and a half.
They didn't use that word. I mean, because there's some baseball players that were considered icons, right, in their day.
But stars. They weren't called that in the day. They were just... Oh.
The Beatles weren't called icons?
No.
No, I think, you know, not no, really. This is, They're now called legends, mostly.
You know, I got to look up. But there was some tipping point where suddenly it became the word. Hmm. And I don't know what that was. But it was rarely used that I remember as a kid. Almost never.
We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, what are you doing in there?
Oh, I'm gearing up for my newscast.
She's bouncing in her chair. You didn't take anything, though.
No, I didn't. Okay. I've actually had some tea, though.
Maybe you should take something.
It has a lot of caffeine.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Today, the leader of the Lebanon-based Hezbollah spoke out, and I'm looking at a picture where he's on a big screen and people in the audience are watching him make this speech. Mm. And I did a double take because I said, that looks like Ayatollah Khamenei from the Iran hostage crisis in 1979.
It's the same guy.
It's the same guy with the long beard and the glasses and
the headdress he's got on.
Yeah.
All black. I don't know what you call that. Eric, you know what do you call that? I mean, it's not
a hijab. That's the female version, I guess.
Yeah. No, this one doesn't seem to have a long... I don't even know what to call these things, but it's
some sort of headdress.
It's a headdress, yeah.
Hassan Nasrallah, and everybody was watching in Israel and Lebanon trying to see what he was going to say in this thing, and he's, of course, demanding an end to Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip, and the update there is that Benjamin Netanyahu says there's not going to be any pause until we get all the hostages, no. So don't even ask for that.
And you know, there's a good reason why, and I heard the spokesman for the IDF explain it on one of the cable channels this morning. He said if you pause, they're going to start rearming, reloading, getting themselves back into position.
Oh, and digging bigger tunnels.
Yeah, exactly. they're going to get themselves in order to recommit to another offensive. So of course you can't ever pause. That's such silly talk. It's just Biden. He's getting screamed at by all the wacky progressive loonies, and so he's trying to appease them.
It split some of their party.
Well, that's the way it goes. Can't please everybody.
So he stopped short, though, of saying that they're going to get all out involved in this. Something to the effect of, well, we're kind of keeping Israel busy on the northern border. But they didn't say we're going to jump right in there and be a big part of this conflict to save Hamas in Gaza.
Well, because, you know, they got about 150,000 rockets they can fire. So if they jump in, yeah, Israel's going to have their hands full. But I heard another spokesman say they only have one third of their resources being used right now. So they have plenty to take on Hezbollah if that's what they want to do.
That's what I was wondering the other day. How many Hamas fighters are there and how many Hezbollah fighters are? Do you have any idea? Do you, Eric? Do you know? Or?
No, I don't know. And also the headdress is called a keffiyeh.
A keffiyeh?
A keffiyeh.
No, I didn't know that.
There you go.
It was black. It was like a black hat.
And the Washington Post refers to a man named Ali, who's apparently a Hezbollah. He had a Hezbollah bandana on his head, this guy.
Yeah, but all these guys who do their fiery speeches on a video screen, they're in bunkers. They're safe. None of these guys are in danger of immediately getting whacked.
No, but that's the same case with our president when he commands our troops to go fight. He's in a
safe place, too. But when you give these chest-beating speeches, it's for everyone else to go die. This guy is living in luxury hidden beneath the surface of the earth. So it's really easy to get in front of a camera with your big beard and start beating your chest about how wonderful your organization is. There's not a lot of courage in that.
Well, speaking of being on the near the front lines, Fox News reporter Trey Yingst did this live report. And apparently he was with a group of press reporting from an elementary school in southern Israel, the border of Gaza. We're going to play you part of his report and, missiles, a rocket arrives.
We can hear a direct impact. A rocket just slammed into the building right next to where we're at. You can see soldiers just arrived on the scene. So guys, I just want to give you a little bit of what the situation was here. Walk with me, Yaniv. Okay, so just a moment ago, sirens were sounding. We followed our plan. We got straight to cover. And then we heard a loud explosion rocking the ground right next to us. It appears there has been a direct impact. This was not intercepted. It was a massive explosion. And you can see the car right there has some damage. It appears there are no casualties, but this is very close to where reporters have been covering the situation along the border. And there is some sort of siren from inside the building going off. Pan here, excuse me, sir. And you can see this car here has some damage to it. This is all very fresh. Just a moment ago. So let me take you through what happened here, guys. We're right along the Israel-Gaza border. This area has not been taking much fire recently, but We saw something coming off the Gaza Strip. Sirens sounded. You have about 10 seconds to get to cover here. I'm a little out of breath because we ran straight to cover. Something slipped past Israel's missile defense system, and it slammed into the ground. We're not sure what sort of damage was done to the building. And this building right here, it's the same building we've been next to. It's a kindergarten, actually, that was hit. There were no students inside. It's nighttime, and it's also Shabbat. But a lot of journalists around here. Again, no casualties, but quite a lot of shrapnel in this area.
Trey, guys, how many yards from you did that rocket land? I mean, that was pretty close.
Yeah, this landed just maybe 100 feet from where we were standing. But again, we have safety protocols in place. And so when something like this happens, we've already discussed what to do. So you'll notice we were about to come on air, and we couldn't actually see that round come off the Gaza Strip. It may have been mortar fire. We're still not able to establish if it was a small rocket or if it was a mortar. But immediately the siren sounded here. You have just a few seconds to get to cover, so we didn't even pick the camera off. We got immediately to cover. Our entire crew was in cover, but our colleagues that we are close with were next to us. They were not in cover. Again, no one was hurt here. There are no casualties from what we can see. But all of the journalists that you see around, this is an area where journalists have been reporting. And if you just look at the ground here, some of the glass from these cars, and if I could just step in front of you here, Yaniv, you can see some of the shrapnel marks in the side of this car here. Let these reporters get out of the way. That's shrapnel, and you can see that cut right through a car. And so if it can cut through a car, it can certainly injure and kill people. I also want to have Yaniv, my cameraman, pan in here. If you look at the side of this building here, there's a green wall. And on that wall, there are huge shrapnel marks all up and down the wall. Just an indication that the shrapnel hit this area and was spread out.
And that is Trey Yingst reporting for Fox News in Israel near the Gaza border.
We have a little clip of the audio of the rocket because, like he said, they ran away from their camera, left it running. So here's...
Somebody.
I think that was Trey actually saying the F word.
No.
Journalist left behind.
Reporters, of course, some of them live for these kinds of assignments, right? They want to be right there where the action is, even if it's a war zone. But when you're there, what takes over is natural fear.
From a rocket?
The survival instinct. All right. Maybe I'll change my assignment. I have my moment here. But as you can see, I guess... Hamas rockets do sometimes get through, and the fire continues on both sides. They also have arrested a guy in the United States. A Jordanian national has been arrested in Houston. I think he even overstayed his visa. Oh, well, that's nice. He's been studying how to build bombs. And, of course, like a lot of these guys do, he posted online his support for killing Jews. So that made him kind of easy to find.
So Haib Abuyash.
Yeah, Abuyash. 20 years old, and he was making a direct reference in one social media post about an event in Houston for the Jewish community. So that appeared to be perhaps the place he was going to target.
This shows you how stupid and destructive and dangerous Biden and his minions, their policy of leaving the border wide open, not policing visas. How many of these guys
are here? Yeah, he came to the country legally. He entered the U.S. on a non-immigrant visa, but it expired in 2019. He's applied for asylum and got work authorization.
Yeah, so we gave him license to be here, and he's spending his time on the internet. This is the FBI director told a Senate committee specifically about this Sohaib. Abuyash. He viewed specific and detailed content posted by radical organizations on the internet. These are the Al-Qaeda stories now, 20 years later. Lessons on how to construct bombs or explosive devices. Do you see the behavior in the streets, right?
Yeah.
All the pro-Palestinian whack jobs running around, all the young men screaming, waving the flag, some people getting assaulted. How many of them are in their homes now? And they're online looking how to construct bombs. There's got to be dozens of them. They're working right now. And so you leave the border wide open for several years. What do you think's going to happen? How come nobody's afraid of this? How come nobody wants it to stop? It's such a weird time.
And we always find out that there's so many people here on expired visas. We never enforce that part.
No. We have no laws at all.
They have been, some paperwork. Come to the U.S. Don't worry. We'll never catch up with you if you stay later than you're allowed.
They were monitoring this guy since August. They saw a video of him firing multiple firearms, including an AR-style weapon. And he'd been going to different firing ranges across Houston. And this visa expired in 2019. So were they trailing him to see if he was connected to other people, if he was part of a larger plan?
Did they really only catch on to him because he was posting this stuff on social media, or were they on to him before then? Because I couldn't tell from the story.
I don't know. It said they were conducting open source research.
Open source
research. The FBI agents. I don't know what that means.
All right. We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, all right, after 2 o'clock. Well, you might have expected this. I kind of didn't. Some of the passengers on that Alaska Airlines plane where the pilot know, the co-pilot he was. He was actually hitching a ride on the plane, but he was there in the cockpit. He didn't feel right, so he tried to take the plane down in midair. Remember that story from a couple of weeks ago?
Magic mushrooms.
They're suing. They're suing Alaska Airlines, and we'll find out details of this from Alex Stone, ABC News.
What's to sue Alaska Airlines?
They could have died.
They didn't.
You didn't screen this guy for mushrooms.
Yeah, but he did. He didn't pull it off.
I rode on an Alaska Airlines plane last weekend, and I was tempted to make that joke because a guy that was hitching a ride came down the aisle. That wouldn't work.
What are the pilots?
It was a guy hitching a ride, a pilot. Yes. He was walking towards the back to take a seat. I was going to say, sir, mushrooms?
You can't.
No, that wouldn't have been funny. Too soon?
You can't test for that, though. What's Alaska supposed to do?
You can't get a blood test?
You have to do it through hair.
Their hair?
Their hair?
Yeah, psilocybin stays in your hair, apparently.
Oh. So they're going to have to take hair samples and
I think he was bald, though, Eric.
Well, then I got nothing for him.
See? He knew what he was doing.
There might be a hair particle you could extract.
That's why he shaved his head.
All right, so we'll find out. You can ask Alex Stone why they're suing. Deborah Mark, an earthquake in Ojai, 112, 4.0. Everybody okay? Everybody's okay.
I haven't even heard of anything. I didn't hear about the earthquake. They just posted this.
Yeah. 1:12 p.m., 12 miles northeast of Ventura, 4.0. That one you can feel if you're in the area. But,
yes.
But it says Ventura, Santa Paula, Oxnard. People felt it there. Oxnard really felt it. I like this quote. I thought someone was pushing my vehicle as a prank. Okay. I don't know.
That's an odd reaction.
People do have an odd reaction. Earthquake feelings. Sometimes people just equate them with, I always think of it as like a train rumbling by. That's what it sounds like to
me. That noise. It's just, there's this noise right before the earthquake hits that I always hear at my house. And then, you know what I wondered? If my earthquake app actually worked, right? So let's just say I had a couple second warning. What would I do? Where would I go? I often think about that.
Well, that's why those apps are useless.
Well, no. I mean, you have a second or two to prep.
To panic.
Shelter in place.
Panic and freeze. That's all you're
gonna do. At least you have that warning. I mean, because I'm assuming that in the future, right, that warning will get longer and longer. Maybe we'll have a 20-minute warning one day.
There is a super volcano that is waking up in Italy, just east of Naples. And the little towns in that area are getting lots of little quakes, and nobody knows if this is leading to like the big blow. Because if this super volcano goes, it'll wipe out towns for many, many, many miles around.
What part of Italy is it?
It is east of Naples.
Wow.
And everyone knows it's there. It's not that far from Vesuvius. And they think what's happening is the magma below the surface. Like, magma is the same as lava, but it's got two different names, whether it's below or above the surface. Right. So the magma is moving around into the channels down below. It's kind of just reordering itself. And so this is causing a series of small but noticeable earthquakes. Now, this also could be the process of it building to super volcano explosion status. Probably not, but...
Right.
You know, they get. I saw that. I was thinking of you. Mentioned you had daily earthquakes.
Well, you had.
And you had the super volcano.
John and I off the air were talking about, you know, sleep, and I said I worry about things, and I try to tell myself at night, don't worry, there's nothing you can do. And often I'm thinking about the earthquakes, and I try to tell myself, hey, look, it's not happening now. There's nothing I can do, but. It is a true fear. And listeners have actually sent me emails that they have that same fear, too.
Magic,
so I'm not crazy.
Magic mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, okay. But then if I'm so stoned and there is an earthquake, how am I going to protect myself? I'll be stumbling around.
You're not going to care.
That's
wow.
True.
Look at that.
Then I need to be stoned every single day. I don't think that's too good for me and my body.
That's my recommendation if I was a doctor.
That's not a very good recommendation, Dr. Cobell.
Get yourself stoned every day. There's no hope.
That's good advice. Just stay stoned.
Stay stoned.
Permanent gummy mode.
My new mantra.
I think that's what you need. You know, I didn't tell you to this because John just brought up Italy. I have a sister that has been doing a lot of family tree research.
Mm.
And you know what she discovered?
What?
You're Italian.
Possibly because we don't know that for sure, but there is, I just looked it up on the map. There is a town in Italy and it is spelled C-H-I-A-M-P-O.
Wow.
How about that? All it's missing is the U. That's my name.
Where in Italy?
And you're going to say that. Well, it's in the province of Vicenza, Veneto, Italy. Now, let me see if I can call it up on the map here. It's not very big. I was trying to get an idea what it's close to. No, I don't see it.
You must have had somebody prominent in your family if there's a town named after.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, all these years, you're French, right? And
right.
They just changed the spelling of your name. And, you know, France and Italy, there was the borders were kind of loose there in terms of a lot of people going back and forth.
Yeah.
So
well, Italy,
a lot of shared heritage.
Italy is kind of a fake country. It was made up, I think, of 16 or 21 different tiny nations.
Right.
That they knitted together in 1861. But up till that point, there were many regions that were its own nation state.
So looking at it on the map, the closest place that most of you would know is Venice.
I knew it.
Venice is directly to the east of Chiampo.
Mm.
I can even see a road here you can take to go right to Venice. Right.
So,
can't tell how many miles, but that gives you an idea where it is in the country. So
maybe you have some family members that were gondoliers back in the day.
Because we just want to see what's going on and walk around and show my name off on my license or something. It's like, you know, I should be mayor.
Deborah, did I ever tell you I saw his double? His
Ken?
Exact body double. Yeah.
Oh, that's no. A long time
and
ago.
And face
yeah.
double. Yeah. Oh, changing planes in Germany on the way to Israel. Long time ago. And I'm standing waiting to get the bags off the carousel, like the middle of the night. And here comes Ken walking over. And I like jumped. What the hell are you doing here?
You're following me.
It was pretty freaky. I mean, it was an exact replica, like it was printed in a machine or something.
Wow.
You actually said something to the guy?
No, I didn't. I stared at him, though.
Must have thought you were creepy.
Yeah. We told you about that study. Remember that? That fascinates me that there are geneticists and biologists who study this and say there's really only so many faces that we can produce in the human race. So there probably is somebody out there that's your doppelganger, but the chances of you running into them, pretty slim.
You
ran into mine, so.
I saw my own once, too.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen yours that I can think of.
Standing in line in New York, I think it was with some friends who were going into a comedy club. I looked across the street, and I was standing in line across the street.
It was like a mirror, right?
Well, that's what I thought. Maybe I'm looking in a mirror. It's like, no. And he had to say, he was dressed exactly the same. It's really weird.
Why didn't you run over and say, hey? Just stare at you like...
And I saw a doppelganger of my wife once at a club on the dance floor. In fact, I walked up to her. I walked all... And then she turned, and there was something wrong with her eyes. And it's like, oh, never mind.
That was the tell.
I don't know why I see body doubles everywhere.
Oh, you do. It's remarkable. And you're not a very observant person in general because you're often off in your own world. But it's nice to know. All right. When we come back, we will be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. We have a development in last month's case of an Alaska Airlines pilot who got to fly in the cockpit jump seat. And then he tried to take the whole plane down by killing the engines. Remember that? The magic mushroom guy? Well, the update is some passengers have filed a lawsuit. You'll find out the reasons and maybe the legal logic behind it. When we talk to Alex next. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.